crash chronic and dream lover, one of Crash's first hit records back in 1971. We got Moon and Wind, and here we go with Kenny Rogers and Dottie West, a brand new number one song, Every Time Two Fools Collide. Moon Mullins here, and glad to be back after a couple of days in Nashville, Tennessee. Went down to the Music City for a seminar and got a lot of information we'll be passing along to you in days to come, including some stories behind the songs. Got a little historical information on Debbie Boone, plus one of Debbie's early recordings that you'll enjoy this afternoon. Bucks and BJ are out in the wind wagon. They're welcoming spring, and they're heading south. We'll have a report from their location before too awfully long. Congratulations. You have made it to springtime in the country, and Wynn is going to reward you with your own piece of the country. Details coming soon on WINN.
Start thinking straight, Cosmic Cast. Start thinking straight, get straight to White Castle. See you there.
Join the straight thinkers at the White Castle, located at Westport and Hounds Lane. That's the newest castle. 63 degrees at 1222, Wynn, springtime in the country.
Getting on and now you're on your own. From Louisville Downs.
Music,
and it's the Most Music Monday with Moon, and here's the first of four in a row from the Kendalls, Heaven's Justice in a Way.
Heaven's time.
Ralph Emery's guest all this week is Gary Stewart. You can join Gary with Ralph every night at 7 o'clock on number one country win. Don't miss chapter number one tonight. Here's Jackie Ward with The Lover's Question.
Does she love me? Like to know.
Jackie Ward, and it's a lover's question. WINN, one of the giants of country music, getting ready to give you a piece of the country to celebrate our best spring ever. Conway and Joni from 75. Conway Twitty, after 35 years in the business, still having hit after hit after hit. His first band was called the Phillips County Ramblers, and he had his own radio show on KFFA in Helena, Arkansas, when he was 10 years old. 1231.
Moon, the answer man.
You got it, got it. Now, Glenn Campbell on the first day of spring. Country boy, you got your feet in L.A., but your mind's in Big Blue. Country boy, you got your feet in L.A., but your mind's on Tennessee. 26 until 1 o'clock. We're in springtime in the country. Let's see if we got all this right. Tanya is here, and Tammy and Jackie. Right? The Three Musketeers here picking up an album today. Only Tanya won the Waylon and Willie LP. You all speak up so that they won't think I'm just talking to myself. Say howdy. One, two, three. Howdy. No, not hi. Howdy. Okay? One, two, three. Here we go. One, two, three. Boy, I have to work with these girls.
All bets down.
From bonnets to plush bunnies, shop our Easter parade of low prices this week at Airway.
We're going to have windy and warm weather conditions this afternoon. 74 high. We're at 63 right now. Generally cloudy tonight. Showers and thundershowers likely. Ending tomorrow morning, becoming partly cloudy tomorrow afternoon. The low near 50. And tomorrow's high a little cooler at around 60. Boy, you know, this is the first time in years I can remember the first day of spring really being spring-like. And Bucks Braun and B.J. Colty are out on the wind wagon to welcome spring in as it officially arrives tonight. Look for Bucks and B.J. in your area sometime today. Bucks will call in a little bit later on. He'll let us know exactly where they are. You can go see him. It's all wrong, darling, but it's all right. Dolly Parton at Wynn. Did you watch Alice last night on TV? Jerry Reed was a special guest. You know, on that show, they tried to pass Jerry off as being 36 years old. Well, they missed the mark a little ways there. Jerry Reed is having a birthday today, and the boy is 41 years old, not 36. Here's Jerry singing Eastbound and Down from Smokey and the Bandit.
Eastbound and Down.
Eastbound and Down. Jerry Reed, WINN, Moon. Born in Birmingham, Alabama, raised in Woodbridge, Virginia. In high school, she was always studying. She was kind of known as the oddball of the group. But because of that, she wanted to be hip and cool, and she began to sing at parties, mainly because it attracted attention to herself. She was a cheerleader. She won beauty contests. One of her titles, Miss Woodbridge, and she was also class valedictorian. But she said she was never popular. Well, she certainly is these days, with her albums selling and getting platinum awards. Emmylou Harris by name. And Emmylou's going to sing a song from her new LP, A song was written by Jesse Winchester called Defying Gravity. Unusual title, good song. Listen.
I live on me.
Emmylou Harris, Defying Gravity. It's springtime in the country, a number one country win. As your own personal piece of the country, and we're going to give it to you. Details are coming soon.
The country sounds best on W-I-N-E.
Living in.
Sledge, Mississippi's Charlie Pride, and the happiness of having you, W-I-N-N, Moon here at 11 until 1 o'clock. Win springtime in the country with Waylon and Willie. I can get off on you.
Take back the wheat, take back the cocaine, don't need it now, your love's all I
need. That's the other side of Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys, and that side doing just about as well as the other. I can get off on you, Waylon and Willie. Everything they do turns out to be a big hit nowadays. 8 minutes before 1 o'clock, 63 degrees, heading for a 70 high today. May get some rain this afternoon, tonight, and tomorrow, ending sometime tomorrow, and that rain will make it turn cooler. Low tonight around 50, and tomorrow's high only near 60 degrees. 63 right now, in beautiful sunny skies on the first day of spring. Back in the early 1960s, a Californian by the name of Don Robertson introduced a new piano styling to modern Nashville recording. Don Robertson, along with a man named Hal Blair, composed a song, Please Help Me, I'm Falling. And he played the piano on the demo, that's a demonstration tape. And Hal Blair sang on the demo, and it was sent to Chet Atkins. And Chet had Hank Locklin record the song, Please Help Me, I'm Falling. And he asked Floyd Kramer if he would duplicate that kind of piano styling that Robertson had on the song. Floyd said, sure, be glad to do that. Did a little historical work on it and discovered that the style actually dated back to Mother Maybelle Carter on the guitar and Bud Isaacs on the steel guitar. Floyd says the style was that you would hit one note and slide almost simultaneously to another, sort of a near miss on the keyboard. It's an intentional error and actually involves two notes. The result is kind of a lonesome sound. Well, Floyd was asked by Chet Atkins to go ahead and come up with a brand new song that they could release as a single, but just based strictly on that new styling, and he did so. In October of 1960, Floyd had a monstrous pop hit song. The record went as high as number 2 pop and high as 11 country. With that styling, that's an intentional error. Last Date. Floyd Kramer at Last Date. Million-selling record at Win Radio at 5 until 1 o'clock. Well, we told you the first day of spring, Bucks Braun and B.J. Colt here out on the wind wagon buzzing around. Hello there, Buck.
Hello, Mooner. How you doing? Oh, we're doing just fine. Just had a leisurely cruise out through the south end on 3rd Street. Whipped around through Iroquois Park and saw some folks, and now we're at the Auburndale Shopping Center, which is on 3rd Street at New Cut Road. We're going to be out in front in the wind wagon, and we got a couple of LPs for the first two carloads of folks who drive up to tell us that WINN is their favorite station.
Yes, and it's springtime in the country of wind.
It sure is, and we got a piece of the country for you. We're handing it out here at the Auburndale Shopping Center on a beautiful, sunshiny Monday afternoon.
And that's all in the beginning. Further details are coming later, aren't they?
Right on.
You bet. Y'all are going to be out there how long?
We'll stay here about 30 minutes or so. Shake some hands. We got a whole bunch of wind bags. All the wind bags have some 45 records in them, so everybody that drives by does get a piece of the country.
All right, and then you'll be moving on to other places this afternoon, right?
We'll let you know.
All right, Bucks.
You can spend Easter Sunday with Bill Cole and the Rabbit. Must be Eddie Rabbit, I hope. That'll be from noon until 6 o'clock as Eddie's music is featured on number one country, Win. Where we bring you Eric Clapton in.
Lay down, Sally.
There's no need to leave so soon.
Lay down, Sally.
I've been trying.
That's Eric Clapton, Win Radio. That's the first country song that Eric has had out, as far as I know. First country one we played anyway, that's for sure. It's a minute after 1 o'clock. Sounds nice.
WINN says congratulations. You made it through the worst winter weather we've ever known. Now it's springtime in the country. To celebrate, WINN, one of the giants of country music, wants to give you a piece of the country. The tales are coming soon on Win, a piece of the country from number one country.
Number one country, W-I-N-N, Louisville.
Make the world go away.
make the world go away. Waylon Jennings' album, Are You Ready for the Country, on Sideshow tonight at 9 o'clock without interruption. You got the answer right here with 68 degrees. W-I-N-N. Buck Sproul and BJ are at the Auburndale Shopping Center in 3rd Street and New Cut Road. Be there about half an hour handing out goodies from the Wind Wagon. Here's Crash Crash.
Gather round. I cheated on a good woman's love. I didn't know that it
could. Crash Craddock and I cheated on a good woman's love. That's Billy's latest in the Wind Radio. 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Howdy, Danny.
Hi, Dan Breed. No Stay Up Dan, the all-night record man here. Join me this Saturday morning, 1 to 1:30 on Windgrass, when we'll feature the music of Uncle Josh Gray's The Same Old Blues. That's 1 to 1:30 Saturday morning for Windgrass.
You know, I've always believed, I still kind of wanted you to know.
Donna Fargo, one of her Warner Brothers records. Warner's signed Donna a couple of years ago when Donna's contract with Dot Records was up. Reputedly well over $1 million, and she was supposed to be acting in movies and writing music for movies, too, but we haven't seen any of that yet. Donna did say that the rumors about that figure being $3.5 million was a little steep. Nowhere near that. Anyway, she's having hit records, and that's good. Here's Tom Paul Glazier on Wind. He's drinking them beers.
Ever since time, nothing's ever been found that's stronger than love.
Johnny Cash and A Thing Called Love. A song written by our birthday boy, Jerry Reed. Jerry Reed Hubbard, who's 41 today. On another Most Music Monday, you've got Moon and Wind, where we've got a piece of the country just for you. Details soon on how you can join the winners. Johnny Duncan, and that's our pick hit this week. She can put her shoes under my bed anytime. It's 19 after 1 o'clock. W-I-N-N, you got Moon here. In 1947, in Madrid, Spain, there was a champion bullfighter. His name was Manuelita. Manuelita was the most famous of the bullfighters. And it was dusk. The sun had set. It was the evening hours. The arena was lit by torches, and Manuelita, the greatest bullfighter of them all, was fighting his very last bullfight. Yes, he was going to retire, hang up his cape. The bull entered the ring, and Manuelita's thoughts drifted to a young lady in town. She might most politely be described as a lady of the night, the most beautiful woman in Madrid, and Manuelita was in love with her. But unfortunately, it was an unrequited love, because she did not love him. Oh, she had, but not in the sense of giving her heart. She had merely given him her body. Manuelita drifted into the ring, and his eyes gazed upon the bull, but he thought about the girl who sat in the arena watching the very last bullfight. And he thought to himself, "In your eyes I see the summer, and on your lips is the sun. And though I shouldn't touch the fire, into the flame I run." His concentration was not on the dangerous bull. His concentration was on the girl in the arena. The bull charged. Manuelita, in his championship way, went through the maneuvers, dodging the bull, taunting him with the cape. And the bull, of course, missed. But at the very last moment, just as he was ready to thrust the sword into the bull, and the bull approached, Manuelita cast his head to the left and looked up into the arena to see the girl, but she wasn't there. And Manuelita misjudged the bull's thrust and died that afternoon in Madrid. That story was put into song, and I'd never heard it until this past weekend. Well, I'd heard the song, but not the story. The girl's name was Malagueña. The story of the Spanish lady, Malagueña. Woo! What a tale it is, too. I want to thank Roy Claiborne from Arizona, who told me that story behind the song Malagueña. Roy performs it in his act, which he performs in Nashville for a couple of weeks, and he said that he hopes to someday get a recording contract and be able to put the entire story onto song, along with the record, or the music, Malagueña, and also include the bull fighting sounds in the background. You know, you can really sense the bull ring after you heard that story and you hear the music.
Allegheny, Roy Clark's version of it at 27 minutes after 1 o'clock on Wynn Radio, WINN. If you're confused about opportunities beyond high school, you can let the Educational Opportunity Center help you. It's free and it's easy. Just call them at 584-0475.
Put on your old blue jeans.
WINN.
Hearts on Fire, it's Eddie Rabbit. Well, you try to bring a little culture into your show. A little bit of class, a little bit of masterpiece theater, and what do you get? Flack. So that's not the story on Malagania. Mary has a different tale.
That was his mistress, and she didn't even go to the bullfight that day. And he didn't get killed because he tried to look at her. He got killed because he was going in to kill the bull.
Yeah.
And the bull accidentally turned his head. Well, not accidentally, but he turned his head.
Yeah.
That's how he got killed. He didn't turn around and look at his mistress to see if she was watching or anything.
He didn't? You mean that's not the way it happened?
No, it's not the way it happened.
I like my version better.
What?
Where did you hear the story?
I have Spanish.
Oh, you do?
We seen a movie on it.
Yeah?
And, you know, we read a history book on it.
Was
it? What happened?
Was that her name, Malagania?
Huh?
Was that her name, Malagania?
I don't know. I know his name is Monolithic.
Oh, well. How about the story of Proud Mary?
Hmm?
Mary, the Creedence Clearwater Revival. 1969 Gold. Junior Achievers learn the business of business. Support Junior Achievement participants. Hear the Junior Achievement program on WIN, Sundays at 9:30.
The best music,
Ronnie McDowell, and I love you, I love you, I love you. After 3 weeks at number one, it's down to number two this week on Wynn's list of hits. Ronnie's hometown of Portland, Tennessee, is having a big homecoming day for Ronnie today. Complete with concert and celebration, it's the first time that Portland has been able to honor Ronnie since his release from last August of The King Is Gone. 21 minutes until 2 o'clock, Wynn's Springtime in the Country with Kenny Rogers and Dottie West. Why don't we go somewhere and love? The song's been recorded many times by Sandy Posey first and also by Charlie Rich and by Kenny Rogers and Dottie West. Why don't we go somewhere and love? New from Kenny and Dottie. I think Kenny had that in one of his albums as a solo artist, too. As you know, Kenny Rogers, a former rock and roll star, also now in the country field of the business, when he goes to perform, sometimes he's not really sure whether the audience that's come to see him wants to hear rock or country, so he usually asks. Yeah, he says, and depending on their response, I'll do whatever show is necessary. I'll have two totally different shows that I can do because it's kind of silly to go out and beat your brains out at something that you know isn't going to work. So he'll ask, what do you prefer, rock or country? If they say rock, he does his rock show. Country, he gives them a country show.
Tom Bryant here.
Coming up, 40 minutes of nonstop music. Call now, 966-2131.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're harder to hold.
Don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys.
That's Waylon and Willie. Mama, just don't let your babies grow up to be cowpokes. It's 9 minutes until 2 o'clock. Win. Springtime is the country as we go back to 1960 and pick up on Jim Reeves. Going to play this one today for Josephine. You'll have to go. You'll have to go. This is Jim Reeves from WINN. Congratulations, you made it to springtime in the country, and Wynn's going to reward you with your own piece of the country. Details coming soon. We got nonstop music on the Most Music Monday with Moon and Dotsie. We're both here in love. Here in love, that's Dotsie. Harold Reed of the Statler Brothers. He's telling about how that the Statlers first started out as the name the Kingsmen, And then they changed their names later on to the Statler Brothers. And he said, with all these sad songs they keep recording, pretty soon they may be known as the Kleenex Brothers. Here they are, the four Statler Brothers, and a brand new one called Do You Know You Are My Sunshine?
She was sunshine.
That one's gonna be big. Do You Know You Are My Sunshine? The Statler Brothers, WINN, Louisville. 2 minutes until 2 o'clock. Here's Crash Craddock. Baby. Crash Craddock's remake of the old Dion and Belmont hit song, We Back Yonder. It's Most Music Monday with Moon at WINN. We got Zella Lear going to play this for Mary, who corrected me on my Malagueña story earlier. Two doors down, here's Zella Lear. It's a Waylon and Willie week on Sideshow. Tonight, Waylon's Are You Ready for the Country album. Tomorrow night, The Troublemaker. Paul Waylon on Wednesday, To Lefty from Willie on Thursday. And Waylon and Willie, Friday night. Uninterrupted albums beginning at 9 o'clock on Win Sideshow.
I ought to know.
I got a winner in you, and we want a winner in you. Yeah, we got a piece of the country just for you. Details soon. Now you can join the winners right here at WINN. Windy and warm this afternoon, 74 a high. Cloudy tonight with showers and thundershowers moving into the area. Ending tomorrow morning. Tomorrow will be a little cooler. Low tonight near 50. Tomorrow's high around 60. Right now, 65 degrees as we continue to head on up there to 70. Sound like music to my ears. Here's Gary Stewart going on a whiskey trip.
I can almost see me
taking me a whiskey trip. Taking me a whiskey trip. W-I-N-N.
Down in
Murray Lebeau, that's Bobby Bear. Oh, the sun is shining. The air is warm. It's 72 degrees. And it's the first day of spring. And we're glad of it. Springtime in the country is 212. Here's Kenny Dale and Red Hot Memory. WINN, a non-stop music event. We're going to play this for Alice Borders. Sorry I wasn't here to take care of your letter and your request on Friday. Alice, we'll have to do it for you now. Patsy Cline. Why can't he be you? For Alice.
Be you.
Why can't he be you? For Alice Borders, who wrote us a real nice letter about the Patsy Cline special we had last week. Hey, we appreciate it. It's 18 after 2 o'clock. Why can't he be you? Which is a lover's question. Another lover's question. Jackie Ward. Ward on Wind.
I'd like to know.
A lover's question. I'd like to know. Jackie Ward, WINN. 221, Wind Springtime in the Country. Is when one of the giants of country music gets ready to give you a piece of the country to celebrate our best spring ever.
I think everybody likes trucks.
Middle-aged and older workers have less absenteeism, fewer job-related accidents, and less turnover than younger workers. So says the Department for Human Resources, who say you should contact them for Employ the Older Worker Week. 588-4126. Heck, that gives me a chance. I'll get me a new job under that program. Here's Elvis.
Now this next song.
You.
Softly as I leave you, that's Elvis Presley. Beautiful song from N Radio.
Thank you, Rick.
Got a copy of the words that's on Elvis's tombstone. Linda Hamlin sent this to me in its entirety. I had portions of this before, but not the entire text. It says, "He was a precious gift from God we cherished and loved dearly. He had a God-given talent that he shared with the world, and without a doubt, he became most widely acclaimed, capturing the hearts of young and old alike. He was admired not only as an entertainer, but as the great humanitarian that he was, for his generosity and his kind feelings for his fellow men. He revolutionized the field of music and received its highest awards. He became a living legend in his own time, earning the respect and love of millions. God saw that he needed some rest and called him home to be with him. We will miss you, son and daddy. I thank God that he gave us you as our son." Of course, Vernon Presley had that inscription placed on Elvis's tombstone at Graceland Mansion in Memphis. Lieutenant Governor Thelma Stovall this morning vetoed the resolution that rescinded Kentucky's 1972 ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment. She contends this year's legislature acted illegally and not in the best interest of the people in adopting the controversial resolution. Mrs. Stovall has been a strong backer of ERA and had fought the repeal move during the legislative session, which ended early yesterday. Hall of Famer Mickey Mantle's 23-year-old son is trying to break into baseball with the New York Yankees. Now, wouldn't that be something? Young Mantle, oh, and his name is Mickey, too. Mickey Mantle says his father never pushed him into baseball, but he wants to take a shot at it before he's too old. When the center fielder Mickey was 23, he was batting .306 with 37 home runs and 99 RBIs. The Yankees say they'd only be too happy to have another Mantle, depending on his ability. We'll watch that and see how that develops. The Vatican announced today Pope Paul is suffering from a prolonged bout with flu and a persistent fever, and he's canceled most of his Holy Week activities. The 80-year-old pontiff is taking antibiotics to overcome the illness. For the first time in his 15-year pontificate, Pope Paul skipped Palm Sunday Mass yesterday, although he appeared at his window and gave his usual noon blessing. A group of Bullitt Countyans has asked for a federal investigation into the arrest of 43 partygoers about 10 days ago. Chief of Police William Rummage says his review of the police reports indicates that the officers did act properly. A 4-year-old boy was struck by a locomotive and killed as he was trying to move his pet dog off the railroad tracks near Barstow, California. The dog died also. Donovan Armstrong and his dog had been playing near railroad tracks in Grandview Park near his home in Linwood, a residential community 5 miles west of Barstow. A Union Pacific locomotive suddenly came into view, and Donovan's 13-year-old aunt told him to move away from the tracks. The boy did not pay any attention to his aunt's warning, but noticed his dog still was on the tracks. He ran back and retrieved his pet. Donovan and the dog were struck by the train. The boy was dragged 130 feet. The locomotive's engineer said after the incident Saturday that he saw the youngster about a quarter of a mile away and began applying the brakes, but was unable to stop the train. The story of the tragedy was related by San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department officers. A study by a nonprofit business research organization says a guaranteed job may soon be more important in labor negotiations than salaries, pensions, or other benefits. A study by the conference board says lengthy layoffs in recent years account for the fact that workers and their unions are becoming more concerned about job security. The study says supplemental and unemployment benefits, severance pay plans, and other unemployment compensation are being discussed by unions in labor negotiations. Airline policies, which force pregnant stewardesses to take immediate unpaid maternity leaves, were left intact by the Supreme Court today. The justices, refusing to review a lower court's ruling that the policies are legal, turned down arguments that the policies represent unlawful sex discrimination. All U.S. air carriers, except Northwest Airlines, force any stewardess to leave her job as soon as she learns she's pregnant. Under such policies, the stewardess may return only after she passes a post-pregnancy medical examination. Two Washington-based stewardesses for United Airlines sued their bosses in 1974, charging that their forced leaves had been forms of illegal sex discrimination. The weather looks good, with high temperature readings today above 70. We're at 72 right now. May rain tonight as showers and thundershowers move into the area, and they should end tomorrow morning. It will be cooler tomorrow with a low tonight near 50 and tomorrow's high near 60. Right now, 72 degrees at 2:30.
Dad has come to town. Make an appointment now with Dr. D.L. Craig and Associates with offices in J-Town and Shively. Call 448-7510.
With non-stop music. Finish it up today. Start right now and play it till quitting time. The Amazing Rhythm Aces, Third Rate Romance.
Third Rate Romance, Grand Rendezvous. Third Rate Romance, Grand Rendezvous.
WINN, The Amazing Rhythm Aces. Yes, it's a Third Rate Romance. Grand Rendezvous, but it don't feel like sinning to me. Do it feel like sinning to you? It don't feel like sinning to me, father and daughter team, the Kendalls. Their follow-up to Heaven is Just a Sin Away. Speaking of follow-ups, here's T.G. Shepherd's follow-up to Mr. DJ. Really a different kind of song for T.G. Shepherd called Don't Ever Say Goodbye. Say goodbye, cause I don't want to cry. Here's Larry Gatlin.
Cry. The country sounds best on W-I-N-N. W-I-N-N.
Glenn Campbell, and I'm Moon, and who's this?
Hi, Dan Breeden, No Stay Up Dan, the all-night record man here. Join me this Saturday morning, 1 to 1:30 on Windgrass, when we'll feature the music of Uncle Josh Graves and the same old blues. That's 1 to 1:30 Saturday morning for Windgrass. Here's Crystal Gale and River Road.
Crystal Gale on the Most Music Monday, and a song that Sylvia Tyson wrote called River Road. In 10 minutes until 3 o'clock, here's Merle. I'm always on a mountain when I fall.
On a mountain when I fall.
Earl Haggard, Wind Radio. We're in springtime in the country, and number one country wind has your own personal piece of the country. We're going to give it to you. Details soon.
That's the way love goes.
Honey, that's the way love goes. It's Johnny Rodriguez. Well, we never did get to tell that Debbie Boone story and play one of Debbie's old records. I guess we'll try to do that tomorrow, sometime after Paul Harvey and before 3 o'clock, the Moon Mullins program. Wretched Richard is next after Anne Marie. Walk right back.
I want you.